Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Isaiah chapter 55. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. This is the text. Last week, we were on vacation in Indiana, and I got to sit and listen to my brother-in-law preach. Going on vacation, going to a different church, hearing the word of God spoken by someone else, it's always a joy for me because I get to hear the word of God spoken by someone else. I get to also sit with my family in church, which doesn't happen very often. And I get to hear the absolution spoken by another pastor, someone other than me. And yes, I know that the proclamation of the forgiveness of sins, that I speak in the stead and by the command of God, it's meant for me also, but it feels different coming from another pastor. Visiting another church where the truth of the Word of God is proclaimed, it is a joy. It's also a challenge for me. It's a challenge for me in the same way being the passenger in a car is a challenge for me. I'm not a very good passenger in the car. I'm not terrible, but I'm always uncomfortable. I like to drive. Now, in all my life, every driver that I have been with has always gotten me to the destination safely. However, I find myself when I'm driving, or when I'm a passenger, that thinking to myself, if I were the driver, I would be driving a different speed. Perhaps a little slower, perhaps a little faster. I just know that it would be different. I would be a little either closer or farther away from the other cars that are around us. Applying the brakes, I would either do it a little sooner or not quite as soon. I could go on, but you get the point. Listening to a sermon, a good sermon, I found myself thinking about how I would have said it a little differently. The law and the gospel of God was being proclaimed, and I wasn't really listening to it. I was focusing on my own thoughts, my own words that were welling up within me, bubbling up from who knows where. And this was the problem. God's word, as Isaiah says, will be accomplished, or God's purpose will be accomplished through his word, and his word is meant to be heard by me. And we are to hear God's word even when God's word says things that we really don't want to hear. And the focus needs to be on that word rather than on our own, you know, thoughts, feelings, whatever it is that bubbles up from within. Because, well, like I said a few weeks ago, I told you how Caleb the camel during Vacation Bible School spoke about alien righteousness, how all the good that we have, it's foreign to us, it's alien to us, it comes from outside of you. Your righteousness doesn't bubble up from within. It belongs to someone else. The righteousness that you have, that I have, it's Christ's, that he has placed upon us. It doesn't come from in here, it comes from out there. Well, how does this happen? How does God make you righteous? Well, we hear about it from the source from which that righteousness comes, God's word. Isaiah says, For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. God's word comes to you in the same way that rain and snow come down and water the earth. It's not by your work. It's not by your decision. This is God's work for the good of you. And it comes according to his will and purpose. Now, be sure, don't hear Isaiah wrong. And this is a very important distinction. God's word comes like rain from heaven. God's grace and mercy does not directly rain down on you from heaven. His word comes like rain from heaven. It is in his word that we receive grace and mercy through the faith that his word creates in us. That's the source. Luther, he even says that God does not want to deal with us human beings except by means of his external word and sacrament. You know, the word of God joined with the visible elements. He says everything that boasts of being from the Spirit apart from such a word and sacrament is of the devil. And this is from the Book of Concord in the small called articles. This isn't like, you know, table talk, him sitting around chatting with friends. This is something that I and every other pastor of our churches has vowed to uphold, the teaching of this understanding of God's word and how God's grace comes to us. I mean, this is important stuff. God does not deal with you or me apart from his external word and the sacraments. This is how Jesus comes to you. And what a joy that this is how Jesus comes to you. I don't have to worry if I, you know, am I holy enough for God to do his work in me? Am I good enough that God can do his work in me? That's not how God operates. He says, I come to you and I make you holy. I make you righteous. I give you my word. And you can see this all the way back in Isaiah. God's word rains down and it does not return empty. God's word gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Seed and bread. This is Isaiah talking about Jesus. These are major themes throughout the Bible. Go all the way back to Genesis chapter 3. God promised to Adam, after they have fallen into sin, he promised the seed. In Hebrew, the word is zerah. And unfortunately, this word gets very weakly translated in most English Bibles as offspring. But God says, your seed, the seed that I am sending you, is going to crush the head of Satan. Likewise, God comes to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, promises the same seed who would be a blessing to all nations. The seed is the Messiah. The seed is Jesus. God is the one who through his word brings seed to the sower and bread to the eater. The bread is Jesus. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. We jump ahead to Matthew's gospel, the parable of the sower. The sower is Jesus. Do you sense a pattern here? The word of God, the message of the gospel, it's not about me and my thoughts or the, you know, whatever feelings I have bubbling up from within me. It's about Jesus and his word and his work. In the parable of the sower, the seed is the word of God. But you say, but wait, I thought you said the seed was Jesus. Yes, it is. We hear in John's gospel, the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Jesus is the sower who sows himself into you through his word. And the seed is always good. The point of the parable of the sower is not that you need to be good soil so that God's seed will produce 30, 60, or 100-fold. And if you're good enough, you're going to have this happen in your life. That's not what the parable of the sower is about. As if God needs me or you to be good enough so that he can accomplish his work. Isaiah says God's will is accomplished. His purpose is accomplished through his word. That word of the seed is always good. It's not about me. It's not about what we do. It's about God's word and what God has done for me and how he has brought me this good news through his word. God's will is accomplished on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray that this continues. The seed is always good. What we pray for is that God's will would be accomplished in our lives. Because we know that this seed is good. And I'm not good soil. But the seed that God plants in me is good. And Isaiah says in our reading today, God can even make a thorn bush grow up to be a cypress tree. Nothing is impossible for God. God brings life out of death, and he creates this life in you through his word. Not even Moses and Elijah received direct revelation from God apart from the spoken word. God spoke words to them. In the letter to the Hebrews, it begins, "In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old through the prophets. But now in these last days he has spoken to you by his Son." God chooses to deal with us human beings through his external word and the sacraments. And you have heard the words of Jesus. You have received Jesus as he comes to you in his word, joined with water, washing you clean in baptism. We gather together today and receive Jesus as he comes to us under the form of bread and wine. A miracle that is brought about how? Through words. The words of Christ himself, the words of institution. God's grace comes to you because God's word has come to you and has created faith. We are saved by grace through faith. It is a gift from God, brought to you through his saving word. As Isaiah says, his word does not return empty. The seed is always good. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.